The Gemara Masechta Erechin, Daf Tev Zayin on the Beis, asks, Manishtan Mitzayrish Amr Torah, why specifically by the Mitzayra does the Torah tell us that the Mitzayra must be separated and remain outside of all the camp of Klai Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, who hivdol ben ish l'ishtai, he separated between a husband and a wife, between friends, that's what the Torah says. Amr Yishuv Levi continues the Gemara. Why does the Mitzayra, when he begins his purification process, bring two birds? Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, who asa masa pitpit, he spoke too much, made too much noise. Lefikach Yovi Karban Peltit, that's why he has to bring birds that chirp. There are many questions that the Mefarshim ask on the Parsha Mitzayra. The Sefer Elad Varim compiles them. One question is that we know that people who unfortunately suffer from contagious diseases are left mechutz l'machna. So Taras is certainly a contagious disease. So what's the question? Why must he be separated? Moreover, he asks, that we find that there are other people who are tamei, who are sent mechutz l'machna. The halach is azov. Azova have to be sent chutz l'machna. Another question is that the Gemara is focused why the Mitzayra specifically brings two birds as a carbon. And again, the question is, Mitzayraim, we find other people in the Torah who bring birds as a carbon, and the Torah doesn't ask, why do they bring birds? The Torah Tamima points out that the Pasuk says, Zois Tiyah Torah HaMitzayra, says the Medrash, Tiyah Afilu Bezmanazeh, that the Halacha of Tzaras applies even Bezmanazeh, teaches us the Medrash in Torah's Kahanim. And the Torah Tamima says, what is the reason the Medrash explains the Pasuk that way? Because the Pasuk could have just said, Zois Torah HaMitzayra. The fact that the Pasuk adds the word Zois Tiyah Torah HaMitzayra is clearly indication that the Torah wants to teach us that the Halacha of Tzaras remains even Bezmanazeh. And of course, the question is that Tzaras, of course, we know, does not really apply Bezman Hazeh. And of course, a very fundamental question that needs to be understood as we approach the Parsha of Mitzayra is that we know the Tumah, the declaration that an individual is a Mitzayra, and the Tahara, the declaration that the individual is not a Mitzayra, is all done through the Kayin. And the question, of course, is why specifically the Kayin is the one that does that declaration. The Mashah in that Gemara, Masechta Erechin, says that there are two words that the Torah uses that we think are synonymous, but are really not. There's a word called Mitzayra, and there's a word called Mitzarua. Hatzarua, it says the Mashah, represents the disease, this contagious disease that's called Tzarua. A Mitzayra does not reflect on the disease. Mitzayra speaks to a person. Mitzayra represents a lifestyle. A lifestyle of a person who doesn't speak as he's supposed to speak, a Maitzi Shemra, a person who speaks Lashon Hara. And with that, we can understand when the Torah HaKadosh says, V'hine nerpa nega hatzaras mitzerua. What is the Torah teaching us? There's a nega tzaras, but don't look at that nega tzaras as a physical disease. Minatzerua, recognize that the tzaras is not a physical disease, it's a ruchnis disease. And that's why we could understand what the Pasuk means to say, why the Gemara asks, why is the Mitzayra quarantined? Of course we could understand if somebody has a physical ailment, sometimes the disease requires quarantine. But this is a ruchnis disease. So the Gemara is asking, where do we find that somebody's a balaveira should have to have should have to be quarantined. And to that answers the Gemara, he deserves that punishment because the way he separated between husband and wife and people who got along, that Ruchnis disease requires that he be separated. And moreover, we can now understand what the Gemara meant when he asked, why does he bring two birds? Yes, we could understand that if somebody is Tameh, so there's a process. He has to bring a carbon. But the question is, if somebody has a disease, why does he have to bring a carbon? And why is that carbon birds? Answers the Gemara, because the carbon is to show that he has a ruchnistic disease. And the way to heal that ruchnistic disease is by recognizing that he had that disease and bringing birds that show that I won't act and I won't be talking all the time. And of course, that's why we could understand why he needs a kohen, who's an expert, not in the medical field, but is an expert in ruchnius, to be the one to tell this metzora, you're not on the right path. And that's why we could understand the Torah's Kohanim that the Torah Tamima quotes. Yes, metzora, this terrible disease of people not being careful in the way they talk and what they say. Unfortunately, Zois Tia Tyrus and Metzaira was and is and remains forever. And that's why we have to be careful, even as the Medrash says, Bizman Azeh, not to say and not to be careful how we speak. And with this, perhaps, we could go and understand the very, very famous Medrash that's quoted by many on this week's Parsha. The Medrash says, Maisa Baruch Lechad, there was a peddler, Shoyimachse Bayorist, was going around the towns and he was announcing, Man Bay Chayi, Man Bay Chayi, I have the recipe for long life. And says the Gemara, it says the Medrash of Yanai was sitting in his mansion listening and he said, I want to hear this recipe. What is the recipe for a long life? And this peddler says, this is not meant for you. So he says, of course it's meant for me. I also want to have a long, healthy life. So he took out a Tehillim, and he said, Mi isha chavetz chayim. The Pasuk says, who wants to live? Oyev yomim liris toiv, the tzol shon chameira, the sasechim v'damen mirma, sumeira v'sei toiv. So the Chasam Sofer says, pshat. The Chasam Sofer says that a person who's on a high level of ruchnius could sit and start thinking to himself, what is the purpose of me being in Olam Hazeh? This is a world of Olam Hazeh. This is a world where people don't accomplish certainly as much as they could accomplish in Olam Haba. Wouldn't we be better off in Olam Haba? And that was the question that this peddler was going around with. He wasn't just walking around telling people, of course you have to be careful not to speak Lashon Hara. Of course you have to be careful how you speak and think about other people. That goes without saying. He was saying something much deeper. What this peddler was telling the world is Man Boy Chai. The question, why does somebody have to live in this world? What is the purpose of living in this world? And Rabbi Yanai specifically was sitting in a mansion and he was thinking to himself, is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us down in this world for? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us down in this world just to live in a mansion? Said this peddler to Rabbi Yanai, your life, what you're doing in this world, where you're using the Olam Hazeh, where you're using the gifts and the talents and the money, and the resources that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us for Torah, for mitzvahs, Man Boy Chayi, that is the ultimate life. Mi Isha Chavetz Chayim. When is it considered that you're living a true purposeful life? Not when you're in Olam Hemis. Not when you're Olam Habin Gan Eden. When you're in this world, but you're in this world and you're a person that's a Netzal Lashon Chameira, that you careful not to speak badly. You live your life
avoiding doing aveiros. You live your life of a seitoiv, of doing what's good and what's right. This is the world, says the Chasam Sofer, where you could accomplish so much. Yofa sha'achas bi'olam hazeh. Greater and more worthwhile is one moment in this world. Mikol chaya olam haba. Because so much could be done. If we take the moments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and use them in the most productive manner, then that's the purpose why we are here. And that is better than anything else we could do. And that is the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that we should know how to use properly.